This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will bolster its forces currently protecting oil fields and facilities in eastern Syria from the Islamic State terror group, even as most of U.S. troops are being pulled from the country. Speaking at a NATO summit in Brussels, Esper said the Islamic State must not be allowed to threaten the valuable oil fields.
We are reinforcing that position. It will include some mechanized forces. Again, I'm not going to get into details. But the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
The secretary's announcement came after President Trump tweeted that U.S. troops have left or are leaving Syria and American troops are coming home. The president has ordered the withdrawal of nearly all U.S. forces in Syria, and Russia and Turkey have divided security roles in the region. Meanwhile, Turkish-backed Syrian rebel forces entered the northeastern town of Ras al Ain on Friday. A rebel leader said his forces will demine the city, allowing civilians to return to the border town. Most of the residents have fled, many displaced at crossings like Semalka until they are eventually allowed into Iraqi Kurdistan. Turkish forces launched an offensive on northeastern Syria, including Ras al Ain, earlier this month, after U.S. President Donald Trump announced that American forces were withdrawing from that area. The U.N. said on Thursday that as many as 176,000 people, including 80,000 children, have fled their homes since the Turkish incursion began earlier this month. Around 7,100 Syrian Kurds have made it over the border into neighboring Iraq. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.